This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The Fed's not messing around.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Markets around the world today are digesting a pretty bold move by the Federal Reserve. The central bank announced yesterday it will unleash another wave of cash into the economy. That boils down to a commitment of buying as much as $300 billion in treasuries and doubling the purchase of mortgage debt to nearly $1.5 trillion. The goal is to bring down rates on home loans and other interest rates. I think we could use some help boiling this down a little further. Edward Hadas of the financial website Breaking Views is with us. Edward, what's another way to explain what the Fed is doing here and why it's so aggressive?
Well, it's printing a lot of money. That's what happens when it buys securities for newly printed money. And that's supposed to improve the economy, but it's quite a departure from the standard practice of central banks around the world and in the U.S.
So with a move like this, there are obvious concerns about inflation. And I guess one take on this is that the Fed anticipated some great difficulty after all of this AIG outrage of getting additional stimulus pushed through Congress. Is that a reasonable take?
I think that's quite reasonable. If Congress is blocking or could block getting cash in people's pockets, which really one should always remember that's what we're talking about, is getting businesses and consumers money to spend. If the Congress won't do that, then the Fed's really the only conduit for doing that, and I think that they've done that very boldly.
Do you think this move will finally have an effect on market confidence?
Well, it's had a very positive effect on some markets, but one very important market, the market for the dollar, it had a very negative effect. I guess I'm pretty skeptical that this is going to do the trick.
And so if it doesn't, then what?
Well, then we're going to have to grind through some tough economic times, and perhaps we're going to have to change our economic approach and come up with some new ideas. But as yet, no one's really come up with anything other than this, so we're going to have to wait and see.
All right. Edward Hadas is assistant editor with the online financial commentary service Breaking Views. As always, thanks, Edward.
Thanks very much.
The House is set to vote today on a bill that would levy a 90% tax on those AIG bonuses. It would also affect other companies that took billions in government rescue funds. AIG CEO Edward Liddy told the House Financial Services panel yesterday that some recipients are returning their cash awards. Asian stocks were mostly higher today, helped in part by the Fed's new spending plan. And the Fed move also seems to be resonating in Europe, where markets are higher across the board at this hour. The Dow picked up 90 points yesterday, or 1.2%, to close at 74.86, and gains of around 2% for the NASDAQ and S&P yesterday. The Labor Department this morning releases weekly jobless claims, and the Conference Board's Index of Leading Indicators is due. Basically, what that'll give us is a preview of economic performance in coming months.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
Companies like Bank of America and many other large firms in the U.S. are not going to be hiring as many foreign graduates this year. Part of that is from a stipulation tied to bailout money, and for some companies is just not wanting the political backlash as our unemployment picture gets worse. A new study by the Kauffman Foundation today shows reducing those hires could hurt the economy further. That's because those students spending money in this country are going to be heading home more quickly. The lion's share of H-1B visas, the visas for highly skilled workers, go to people in India. From New Delhi, Raymond Thibodeau has this report.
In India, a bachelor who has an H-1B visa can get more dowry money from the family of his potential bride. So prized are these work visas that offer a chance of winning permanent residency in the U.S. But America is hurting in a recession where more than 500,000 workers are laid off every month. And some U.S. lawmakers are demanding that H-1B visa holders should be the first to go. Those demands have touched a nerve here in India.
It's a big issue for us. From our perspective, this is looking very bad, discriminatory, bias. How you will justify this?
That's Swami Vidyagyanand, spokesman for the Global Hindu Alliance. The group's calling for a boycott of some American goods to protest new restrictions on H-1B workers. He says the program benefits both countries. It gives Indian professionals a chance to boost their resumes by working in the U.S., and it's given American companies a deeper international talent pool.
But because they are getting a stimulus package, they're obliged to follow the dictate of the President Obama, which is to throw this Indian H-1 visa holder out of the job.
The Obama administration aims to tighten oversight of all work visa programs. The president's stimulus plan stops companies that take federal bailout money from hiring H-1B visa holders for 2 years if the firms have laid off American workers in the previous 6 months. That's most likely a nod to H-1B critics who say the work visa process is riddled with fraud. They say some companies, not just in the financial sector but in technology too, bring in foreign workers, pay them less, and hold down the wages of their American counterparts. It's a thorny problem. Amit Nivsekar is a vice president for India's biggest IT and outsourcing industry trade group, NASSCOM.
It raises concerns on both sides, anything to do with H-1B or outsourcing.
Nivsekar and other industry leaders here point out that H-1B visa holders represent only a tiny percentage of the American workforce. They say that if talented Indians are excluded from banking and technology jobs in America, not only will they suffer, the American economy will too. In New Delhi, I'm Raymond Thibodeau for Marketplace.
Another quick overseas job note. Toyota said today it will hire the fewest number of new employees since 1995. Japan's recruiting season starts next month, the beginning of the fiscal year there. If you're still looking for another way to understand the latest Fed move, one thing you can check out is our Marketplace whiteboard video on quantitative easing. That's at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Have a nice Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.